Supporters and opponents of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have once again clashed in the Lebanese city of Tripoli. The violence broke out in the Jabal Mohsen neighborhood, the scene of similar fighting on Thursday. The Lebanese army has intervened to end the unrest. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Iran could help on the sidelines of the Geneva conference on Syria. This is a turn of policy from Washington's earlier stance as the only party that opposed Tehran's participation. Iran, meanwhile, has expressed its readiness to attend the event, but without preconditions. Israel has refused a U.S. security proposal for the occupied Jordan Valley. The Israeli minister, Yuval Steinitz, says Tel Aviv will not withdraw from the region under any circumstances. Steinitz says security in the Jordan Valley must remain in Israel's hands. His comments come as the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visits the Middle East. Bangladeshi voters are heading to the polls to elect a new parliament. The vote comes against the backdrop of increasing political violence and a boycott by the main opposition party. Reports say protesters have set more than 20 polling stations on fire and attacked police forces across the country. Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul says he plans to sue President Barack Obama over unlawful spying by the National Security Agency. Paul has urged all U.S. citizens to join him in a class action lawsuit. He says the effort is aimed at preventing Obama from snooping on the American people. Thailand's opposition activists have taken to the streets of the capital, Bangkok, seeking to derail February's elections. The protesters have so far disrupted voting registration in eight provinces and pledged to occupy Bangkok from January the 13th. The opposition says the government must step down and a People's Council elected instead. In Tunisia, 105 lawmakers have voted in favor of a bill that criminalizes any ties with Israel. However, the measure has failed to gain the approval of the Constituent Assembly. Opposition parties are accusing the Ennahda movement of voting against the anti-Israel law. Ethiopia is hosting direct talks between warring parties in neighboring South Sudan. The negotiations are aimed at ending the bloody conflict that has gripped the African nation since mid-December. A possible ceasefire and the release of political prisoners are among the topics being discussed.